You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Hello, welcome to the Living Full Out Show. My name is Nancy Soleri, and today we're going to be talking about how to navigate making pivots in life. When we get to a road where there's a right or a left, which way do you go? Or when you have to make a tough call, a tough decision, how do you pivot and make a decisive decision? We're going to be answering your questions if you call in at 800-333-0001. Also, we're doing something different today. Normally, we have an inspirational guest that comes on the show, but you know what? We're going to turn the tables, and Rebecca on our team is going to be interviewing me with questions that we've gotten from our social media friends and followers, and so that will be a lot of fun and quite different. And I want to make sure that beyond today's show that you are supported, so make sure to go to livingfullout.com to hear this episode and many, many more. You'll see all the different titles with different topics, and you can choose the one that most relates to what you're going through in your life. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we do have a caller on the line. We're going to go say hello to them. Hi, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi, my name is Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. How can I help you today?
I was calling in because I had an injury a couple of weeks ago where I threw out my back. I was in the hospital for several days, and it was the first time that I had ever really hurt myself in that nature before. And I was pretty active before that. I ran. I went to boot camp probably 3 or 4 times a week. And now I'm finding myself totally scared to just even get back into the gym because I'm just worried. I'd never felt that type of pain before. And so now I'm so scared to even just do minor things. So I was going to see if you had any advice for how to like overcome that fear.
I'm super glad that you asked about this question, because that is going to limit you from being able to live full out, right? I mean, it's kind of one of those things where you have to get around the bend. So couple thoughts I have, okay? Number one, remember that you have felt pain before. You have felt hesitation before. It's kind of like if you've ever cut your finger, like a paper cut, right? It's not like you've never picked up paper again, right?
Yeah.
Or have you ever used a knife and you accidentally nicked yourself? It's not like you swore off a knife so the rest of your life, right? You used a knife again. So any injury, small or large, is going to happen. And actually, I hate to say it, but there could be more, right? As we get older, right? Senior citizens even fall, right? It's not that they don't attempt to walk. So I think you just have to do the best you can. But when it comes to fear, remember that fear stands for false evidence appearing real. So you fear that you're going to injure yourself again. You fear going to the hospital. But all of that is something that hasn't happened yet. It's like this balloon of your imagination running away with you, your fear running away with you. But what if none of those fears actually ever happen? What if you get back to a healthy place? What if you're athletically strong and you're out there living life in a big way? All the things that you could miss out on if you stay in the what if world. So you have to decide, mm-hmm. where is the bigger pain? Are you going to feel more pain if you try to protect yourself and guard yourself and stay in that what if land? Or is there more pain if you potentially you roll the dice and you know what? You do get an injury again, but at least you tried.
Yeah, definitely.
And what I want you to consider is if it should happen again, that the injury comes back up again. If it happens again, that you wind up in the hospital, right? That just means that you need to listen to your body and take even more time to heal. You know, we have a client that we've worked with for a while who has an athletic spirit. She's a racer, she's a runner, and she's had injuries happen in her life where she's had to literally put her athletics aside for 6 months to let that injury heal. So sometimes you just have to be patient and listen to your body and let that be your guide. Can you do that?
Yeah, definitely. And I appreciate it. And this is something that I've been wanting to talk through. So I appreciate you listening.
And anytime that whisper comes in your mind of the what if, just tell it, you know what? You have no place in my mind. Your false evidence appearing real. You're not real. Get out, get out, get out, right? Because it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Because that pain hasn't happened yet. So just go out there and just do your best. That's all you can ever do. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. I love that she asked that question, right? Because this is a pivotal moment in her life. You know, does she stay in that what if gray zone? Or does she say, you know what, I'm going to turn a new page. I'm going to go out there, do my best. If I have a setback, so be it. I will nurture myself through. And that's really important in life, to listen to our intuition, listen to our body, but also know that that fear, those negative words in our mind, they're not real. Push them out of your mind and move forward. Now, I'm getting word that we have another caller on the line. Hi, welcome to Living Full Out Show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. What's going on?
So I guess my question would be based around my work life. I work alongside with kids, so I'm trying to find if you could have any positive affirmations that could help me to stay positive throughout the day.
What is it that makes you feel heavy in the day? Where is that lull? Where is that burden?
Well, I guess just, I work with special education kids and I have my own children. So I guess just the repetition of it and sometimes not having the success you would want with certain students.
Okay. And again, you can only control the time that you have them. Where you can't control home life, right? You can't control every aspect, just the time that you have with them. So certain mantras or affirmations that you want to think about is when you're driving to work, just say, today I'm going to do the best I can. Or if it's a really tough day and the child is not responding, just say, I'm going to be patient. I'm going to be patient. I'm going to be patient. I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the best I can. And, you know, even choosing words like I'm living my purpose, or doing what I do, even in the smallest way, is purposeful. What I do is purposeful. I'm living my purpose. It's constantly repeating words that will vibrate through your entire body, because we oftentimes believe what we hear, not just what other people say, but what we say to ourselves. So you have to really rally and be your best friend. So if you were your best friend and I wasn't here and you were talking to yourself, what would be a key word or what would be a phrase that would inspire you?
There's always tomorrow.
I love that.
I think that would be it.
I love that. And in an epic hard day, there's always tomorrow. There's always tomorrow. And we can all take that, right? Give me one more. Give me one more. What else could you say to yourself?
I really like, you know, that I'm doing the best that I can.
Mm-hmm.
In that moment.
Yep. I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the best I can, right? On that really hard day. And so I want you to take from this conversation, I invite you to make a list of your Fab Five affirmations, okay? Kind of write down five of them. Think about the scenarios in your life where you kind of get to that gritty moment where you need that, tap into that inspiration, and repeat it over and over again. You know, I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the best I can. And that will just, when you say those words, you will believe it and you will get through it. Can you do that?
Thank you. I will. And thank you so much, because I think this will work at home as well.
Absolutely. Remember, you're doing the best you can, right? And the day will end eventually. Okay. Thank you so much for calling in.
You got it. Have a great day.
You too. Love that she asked that question. So, you know, today we're talking about life pivots, right? When you get to that point and you got to pivot, say, you know what? I'm doing the best I can. I'm going to go right. Or, you know what? Tomorrow's a new day, right? That all these affirmations will help you physically take steps forward. So your mind and what you think and the physical actions you do, they do go together. And that is a part of what it means to live full out. So stay with us. We're coming right back, turning the tables. Rebecca's going to be asking me the questions that you've been reaching out to us on social media, and we'll be giving you inspiration there. And continue to think about, over the course of the show, where are you making life pivots? And call in and let us help guide you and give you the motivation that you need to live full out. I'm Nancy Solari. This is the Living Full Out Show, and we'll be right back.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. But I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure.
Tomorrow?
Let's check with Mom. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak. Just make sure you have everything.
Yep. Can we walk home?
How about a taxi? 233 North Maple, please.
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Also, find fun activities to do like boating and biking or camping and hiking, plus much more. It's all right in your naturehood.
Best day ever.
A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Don't you wish that getting your child to eat right, move more, and spend less time in front of a screen could be as easy as pushing a button? It might not be that simple, but you do have more power than you know. And you can maximize that power with proven strategies, tips, and tools from the National Institutes of Health's We Can, or Ways to Enhance Children's Activity and Nutrition program. We Can offers all kinds of resources, including fun recipes and activities the family can do together to show you the way to live a healthier lifestyle. We're not saying it's easy. We are saying that it can be done. Take the first step today. Call 1-866-359-3226 for a free We Can Parents Handbook. And be sure to visit the We Can website at wecan.nhlbi.nih.gov for free information too. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition. And then?
And then nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out! Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
Even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference.
Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari. With Nancy's expertise, you'll learn how to embrace your potential and strive for success. If you have a question or need further support, send us an email at connect@livingfullout.com. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm Nancy Solari, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about learning when to make pivots in life. And we've all been there, right? We get to that crossroad, and it's like, which way do I go? And, you know, it's really hard sometimes to pack away emotions or make big decisions. But that's why we create this environment for everybody to kind of tune in and call in and share ideas. Now, today we're doing something different. We're kind of turning the tables. Normally we have an inspirational guest that I interview, but today we are bringing on Rebecca on our team. Rebecca, are you there?
I am. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. I think today is going to be a lot of fun because we get a lot of chit-chat from our friends and our followers on social media, our blog, and even the listeners email us in with different questions. So, Rebecca, I am all yours. What have we got?
All right. So, our first question, one of our Facebook friends was curious, what is your eye condition called? And as it got worse, how did you maintain your independence?
Oh, that's a great question. So that my eye condition is actually called retinitis pigmentosa, known as RP. And just so everybody understands, I am legally blind today, but it's really taken from 16 and I'm in my early 40s now to really get to this point. But now I'm at the point now where I can, it's hard to see faces. There's no real depth perception. I have a lot of night blindness. It's super dark for me. So my world is pretty blurry and pretty grainy, and I've had to work really hard to maintain my independence. I remember giving up driving. That was a big gulp because I really didn't know how I was going to get around, and that was well before Uber and Lyft. So, gosh, I would take like 2 to 12 buses in a day because back then I was in real estate, like trying to keep up with my career, yet at the same time navigate my weakening vision. And then over time, I had to learn low vision aids. Like now everything in my world talks because I can't see a computer screen or I can't read a piece of paper. So I have all these different visual aids that are auditorial that talk to me. And when I think about my future, I think, gosh, you know, at some point I could go fully blind, not be able to even see shades or colors. I got to be ahead of it. So even right now I'm learning Braille, which is super hard. And I'm even working further with a mobility instructor to potentially get another service dog. And so my advice, whenever you hit that crossroad in life and you have to make a pivot, you want to look ahead and think about all the resources. That could be support of a person, that could be, again, low vision devices like what I have. So we're talking about computers or, you know, iPads or anything to help guide you and make life easier. It's really important to think ahead, and everybody's scenarios are going to be different. Some are going to be physical conditions, and for others, it's emotional. And the great thing is the amount of support that is out there, family, friends, and even strangers. Actually, I'm very blessed that I've had this eye condition because it's allowed me to see that really tender, giving side of people. So I would not do it any other way looking back.
That's awesome. Yeah, the support from other people, especially strangers, is definitely one of the most touching things you can find in this world, I would say.
Absolutely.
On to the next question.
Okay.
Many of our listeners struggle with the loss of a relationship. How do you manage the stress related to heartbreak?
It is never fun, heartbreak, is it? And I've been there. I have been there. Gosh, I remember one gentleman I dated. You know, I was trying to figure out my RP, my eye condition, and he was dealing with depression. And it was just a twisty-turny relationship. Another one, he cheated on me, but I learned later on that he cheated on everybody. He was just a serial cheater. And, you know, other people along the way, sometimes relationships ended because we, you know, the gentleman was actually more competitive with my career than I was with his. And, you know, sometimes two entrepreneurs are hard to match together. There's just so many different scenarios for why heartbreak can happen. But here's what I've learned. Every person I've ever been in a relationship has kind of carved out who Nancy is today. And I actually thank every one of those guys, even the one who had the affair on me, right? Even he taught me something. He got me closer and closer to the type of partner I'm looking for. And I think when you have that heartbreak in your life, you want to really feel that pain through, cry it out, right? If you're angry, you go ahead and punch that pillow, right? Do whatever you got to do, but at the same time, feel it through, but then really try to garnish, you know, what did you learn from that relationship? And sometimes we have to take ownership over what we could have done differently. And then from there, kind of put out, you know, what you want in the world and let that be your lead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went through a breakup about a year ago, and I agree. It's so important to just let yourself feel what you feel. But at some point, you got to step up and try to get the learning experience out of it. I completely agree.
Awesome. I'm right there with you.
So, on to our next question.
Yes.
An Instagram follower recently asked for your advice. They want to know how you continue to trust after being taken advantage of or let down.
That is such a great question, because whether it's a friendship, whether it's business, right, there's going to be those people that are out of integrity. They walk among us, right? But honestly, the balance of power, there's more people that are good in the world. There's more people that you can trust beyond those bad seeds, right? And so when I have been taken advantage of, and I have. In fact, I had an assistant one time that stole from me, and I had all these alerts going off because she was buying all this women clothing and computers, and all of a sudden I was thousands of dollars in, and she actually ended up getting convicted. They hunted her down, and she had to spend some time doing volunteer and pay a lot of money back. And I share that relevant story with you because it isn't that I never hired an assistant again. It isn't that I never handed over passwords again. I didn't want that one person to take away my ability to trust. And I'm so glad I did not, because, boy, I have really been so grateful for all the people here on the radio show, as well as all over Living Full Out, and including you, Rebecca, who really make the wheels of this company turn. And so thankfully that one person did not hold me back. And I want everybody to know that when we come back, we're going to be taking on more questions. And Rebecca, you're doing an awesome job representing their voices. And so everybody stay with us. Think about where in your life you have to make a pivot. And maybe it's an uncomfortable one. Maybe it's one that you're uncertain about, like what is it going to look like on the other end? But I promise you this, it's better to roll the dice, take that risk, than live in that gray zone, right? And so let's live that full out together. Let's make that pivot. Feel free to call into our show, again, 800-333-0001. This is the Living Full Out Show. I'm Nancy Solari, and we'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey, but people in this town call me Maniac. They call me that because I'm the fastest runner in town. But just because everyone knows who I am doesn't mean I belong. I don't really belong anywhere. You see, I'm an orphan, and I wander the streets just looking for a place that I can truly call home. My name is Maniac McGee, and I'm all alone. Explore new worlds. Read my story in the novel Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli. For other great book ideas, visit your local library or log on to literacy.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Look for the bare necessities.
The bare necessities of healthy living are easier than you think.
You better believe it.
And the food pyramid shows you the way. With just the right amount of exercise and the necessary grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Just the bare necessities of life.
So eat right, be active, and have fun.
Yeah, man.
For your own path to a healthier you, visit mypyramid.gov.
This is really living.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Nancy Soleri, host of the Living Full Out show. I am excited to let you know that we are now associated with Alexa. If you have Alexa in your house and you didn't know that, go ahead and find Living Full Out because you can hear us anytime you want, and we're there for you to keep you motivated. Go to your app store because we're located there as well. Just look for the Living Full Out radio show. It's important to us that we put out really inspiring programming, but we want to make sure that you have it at your fingertips when you need us most. We never know when those challenges are going to come, when we're going to feel lonely and need that motivation. So just know that when you need us, we're here for you. Check out Alexa, the app stores, or go to livingfullout.com. Here's to you living full out.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow, right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about learning when to make those pivots in life and really feeling confident in taking those steps forward in the decisions we make. Now, today we're doing something special. Normally we have an inspirational guest that I interview, but we're turning the tables. And our team member, Rebecca, is actually asking me questions that our social community has been asking, and listeners of the show have been emailing in, and we appreciate all that. And so today we are going to be answering your questions. So Rebecca, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Nancy. So our first question now would be a message we got on Pinterest from someone who wanted to know, how do you maintain your focus and not get distracted?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. Now, I feel like I have a little bit of a secret superpower, right? I didn't know this back when I was losing my vision, just how much of a superpower it would be. So many people get distracted, right? You go to the grocery store and you say, I want this. Oh, maybe I'll try that, right? I can't see any of that stuff. So I'm just a super intentional shopper. This is what I need and this is what I'm going to get. But if I put my visual impairment aside and I think about internal focus, I think one of the things that my limited vision, the thought that I might go blind fully, has taught me is you only have here and now. So it's really important to put together that bucket list, that priority list. If you want to travel somewhere and there's a reason why, consider that reason. And if it's one that you want to do sooner than later, then I say do it. Because I remember back when we were told we were going to go blind, back when I was 16, my sisters and I, we went to Europe, and I'm so glad we did, because when I went to Europe recently, I couldn't even see the Eiffel Tower. So remember, the time is now to take action.
Mm-hmm. I'm really happy that you experienced that.
Yeah.
After one of our recent LinkedIn, after one of your recent LinkedIn TV shows, we got a connection that asked, how did you find your life purpose?
The thing about a life purpose is, how do you find your life purpose? And it's funny, what does that even mean, right? Finding a life purpose. Well, my purpose obviously is to be here, to motivate, to be a good listener and give advice when I can. And thankfully, my journey has led me to be with all of you. However, what I want you to think about, which will guide you to your life purpose, is what are those skills that you're really good at? Like, you don't even have to do anything. Like, it's effortless. You're just a natural. That can lead you to a life purpose. Or think about the times that people have said, oh, I come to you for this, or you're the best person I know who does that. That can lead you to your life purpose. And then lastly, sometimes it's just feeling life through. Take those jobs that seem undesirable, you know, put yourself out there and apply for something that may seem larger or bigger than you, because you never know, you might get it. And that can lead you to your life purpose.
I love that. It's great advice. I'm about to graduate college, so it's something I definitely need to hear right now. Next question. Many of the readers on the Living Full Out blog have asked a variation of the same question. They want to know, how do you confidently embrace change?
Change is a tough one. And today we're talking about life pivots, right? So it's uncomfortable and intimidating. And it puts us in that what if zone. What if it works out? What if it doesn't? But the thing that I've noticed about change is what gives you those butterflies in your stomach. Change is what gives you sweaty palms. So you want to live life full out. You want to play that game of life big. So I say embrace change as much as you can, because that's what's going to allow you to feel life. The good, the bad, the intimidating, the exciting. And really, when it comes down to it, you don't want to lead life just with your head. You're not a robot. You want to feel life. You want to laugh loud. You want to cry when you need to. And just let all the experiences guide you along your way.
That's awesome. Thank you, Nancy. Mm-hmm. Next question. Recently, a listener reached out to us feeling hesitant to ask others for help. She wants to know, how do you ask others for support? And do you ever feel like a burden?
Yes and yes. So sometimes I do feel like a burden. And I know that seems strange, because with you all, I'm confident. But there are times that, you know, I wish I could see better. You know, there's times that I wish I could drive somewhere myself. Or gosh, I wish I could be the designated driver for so many people who have been there for me, right? But I've learned that you really have to push that aside, because it's less about the person who's asking for help. And you want to think about the person who's giving the support, because what I have learned is people long to be of service. Yes, you can have accolades and awards and all of that, but if you're not helping another person, if the actions that you're doing don't make an impact, don't make a difference, if you're not leaving some sort of a legacy, and remember, that doesn't have to be a career. That could be being the best neighbor you can be, being the best friend you can be. But it's all about making a difference and being of service. And so what I've learned is when I ask for something, it allows that person to give to me. And then they walk away going, you know what? Gold star for the day. You know, I just did something really nice for that lady.
You're right. That leads back to what you were saying earlier about how most people are good. Most people want to help out.
Absolutely.
For the next question, it goes out to those listeners with the entrepreneurial spirit. How did you, Nancy, decide to create Living Full Out, and how did you start to build it?
Wow, that's a great question. So we technically opened our doors back in 2008, but it took a lot of processing to figure out, you know, how are we going to be different? A lot of times that's considered a USP, your unique selling proposition in business. And we also wanted to think about, you know, what services could we offer? And that would be speaking and coaching and, you know, the blog and the radio and everything. And so along the path, I chose some really good partners, right? We talked about that earlier, that trust factor, and some people not so good. And I, myself, as the founder and leader, have really learned a lot. But what I've also learned is that as an entrepreneurial, you might have the thought, you might have the vision, but you are never going to be everything. You're not the attorney, you're not the receptionist, you're not the marketing person, you're not the writer, you know. And so you have to delegate and also invite, enroll people to join in your vision. And that's when an entrepreneurial goes from being a solopreneur to actually having a company that's thriving and that can live beyond you. And that is the ultimate goal.
That's right. As a team member at Living Full Out, I can say you definitely make everybody feel like a part of the bigger project. So I appreciate that. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
And our last question for today. Many in our social media community struggle with finding a balance in life. So how do you maintain balance, and what tips do you have for our listeners?
Yeah, boy, isn't that the number one question? If we could crack that code and all feel balanced, right? Life would just be great. Here's the thing that's funny about balance. Balance can be physical balance. It can be emotional balance. It can be schedule balance, right? There's so many different things. And remember, it's just like our caller said earlier in the show when she asked about affirmations. A good affirmation is always to say, I'm doing the best I can. And that is a good way to start, right? Having the words that resonate through your body to help bring balance internally. Then you got to look at your schedule. Are you lopsided? Are you overgiving? Are you a workaholic? Are you in denial? Your head's in the sand and you don't want to pay bills, whatever that would be, right? You got to put yourself in check and in balance. And when you do that, you're really going to be able to thrive. You're really going to be able to find your way to Living Full Out. And I also do encourage all of our listeners to go to livingfullout.com and grab our free 80 tips to bring balance into your life, because one of those tips is surely going to help you on that day when you need it most. And it will help guide you along the way of all these various life pivots that we all make. And Rebecca, I want to thank you so much for kind of guiding us along these questions. And it's been great to be with you on the show.
Thank you for having me on today.
Have a wonderful day, Rebecca. Thank you. And for everybody listening, yes, I was the guest today on the show. But you know what? I want to hear from you, because the great thing is this show is all about teaching each other, inspiring each other. And so if you have been through it, if you've made a life pivot, if you've gone through a crisis, if you've managed a disability, you know, if you've had that heartbreak, write us. Go to connect@livingfullout.com and send us your story, because we'd love to have you on the show so that you can share your voice with us and empower us all to just take life up a notch and really live life full out. And as we think about today's show, right, making life pivots, we talked a lot about change and how scary that can be, or gosh, you know, somebody let me down and I don't know if I want to trust again. You know, you want to remember that this life is yours. You took that breath of life and you want to play it big. But is this you and you alone who decides how it's going to unfold, right? If you decide to be guarded, then you're going to live life guarded. If you decide to not trust, well, you know what? I feel bad for all the people that are going to miss out being able to be a part of your life because you're not allowing to trust them. So put all that aside. Put the negative thoughts aside, the negative experiences aside. Go out there, live full out in a big way. And that is how you navigate the pivots of life. Now, stay with us. We're going to be taking more of your calls. Also, make sure that you check us out. If you go to the App Store, look out for Living Full Out Radio or on Alexa. We just want to make sure that we keep you empowered even beyond today's show so that you can live full out in a big way. Also, make sure to check out our 24-hour radio station if you haven't already, because sometimes it's nice to just let it play and stay inspired for hours. Stay with us. We'll be right back taking more of your calls. I'm Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. We'll be right back.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
The following message is about Medicaid and CHIP, free or low-cost health coverage for kids and teens. Enrollment is open year-round.
Hey, Voicely, give me the mic.
Okay.
Hey, DJ, let's switch up the music. That's better. So listen up, moms and dads out there. There are these programs called Medicaid and CHIP. They offer free or low-cost health coverage for kids. Things like doctor and dentist visits, prescriptions, and shots are covered. All the stuff that keeps kids like me healthy and in charge.
So, as you can tell, a covered kid is a confident kid. And it means confident parents, too. To learn more about affordable health coverage for your family, visit healthcare.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669.
Yep, you could do something big for your family today because enrollment is open year-round.
This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And Sophia.
They're going to jump out of trees. You can't stop them. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. They'll balance on things that are impossible to balance on, like the back of a couch or a windowsill or a scooter seat. They'll run with sharp objects. They'll run into walls. They'll climb things that won't hold their weight. They'll put their fingers in places where they could get smashed. They'll drive their tricycles down steep hills. They'll bounce balls off their faces. They'll step on each other. They'll jump on each other. They'll invent whole new ways to put themselves in jeopardy. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury during a crash than kids in boosters. But amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", boost your kids and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov to learn more about the importance of boosters. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? I'm Andrew Hoffman. I invented the lost cat magnet. Just turn it on and lost cats stick to it. Just listen to one satisfied cat. That's proof. You should invent stuff too. But remember, don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org.
brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
We are your pets, and this song's dedicated to those people who don't have health insurance yet.
Enroll, we say. We want you to be okay. Enroll, we say. Take care, people, for goodness sake.
Health insurance is now affordable and covers prescriptions, hospitalizations, and preventive care. Visit GetCoveredAmerica.org to learn more.
And take care, people!
Brought to you by Get Covered America and the Ad Council.
When you hit a crossroad in life, make sure that you consider this life pivot that you're going to make. And just do your best to confidently step forward and assess the situation, the environment, the support that you will have. But then hold on to your self-esteem, your confidence, and just take that risk, take that step, because that's what it means to live full out.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari. Nancy is here as a guide to show you how to rise above obstacles and savor each moment. If you have a question, call in live at 800-333-0001. That's 800-333-0001. And now, here's Nancy.
Thank you very much for joining us today. It's really been such a pleasure to be with all of you. And I'm Nancy Solari. This is the Living Full Out Show. And it's been kind of fun turning those tables and actually being able to answer some of the questions from our community. And, you know, everybody who calls into the show, we appreciate you stepping forward and asking questions that are relevant yet important to you, because that's how we all learn from each other. So in fact, with that note, I'm getting word from our producer that we do have a caller on the line. We'll check in with them. Hi, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How can I help you today?
Good. I'm 58 years old, trying to get a job in middle management again. And I just want to know what your advice is to get around the age discrimination factor that I feel is happening in my interviews and in my job search.
You know, we've heard that saying before, age is just a number, right? But
yes,
it's an important number when the people you're sitting next to are like maybe half your age, right? But
exactly.
Here's what I want to ask you. Okay, let's say we were in an interview, right? Why should somebody hire you? What do you think is your superpower? Makes you kind of rise to the top?
I think it's my energy level, my experience, and my work ethic.
Okay. And you want those to be your lead, right? Your energy level, your experience, your work ethic. And what you want to consider is what are measurable, tangible experiences to show those. Okay. So let's just take the first one, your energy level. Why is your energy level higher than somebody else's?
I just think it's there. I'm willing to stay later and put in the work. I mean, I'm a baby boomer, and I think baby boomers do have a strong work ethic.
Right. And they do. They do. You guys were part of that age when you had to kind of get it done and work hard, and we didn't have the internet, right, for a lot of those years. So
exactly.
So let that be your lead. So give them the why. Say I have a great energy level. I could run circles around people half my age, and this is why. Okay? So let's talk about your experience. Why is your experience better than somebody else's?
Well, I just think I've had great experience in customer service, and when I don't panic when things go wrong, I come up with solutions and try to work with the customer. And
okay, so here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do. Working with a customer, think about the best example of that you could share in an interview. Have it ready to go, right?
Okay.
So we are storytellers. Like when you're being interviewed, it's your shot to tell them not the general, not the surface, what everybody else is saying, right? You want to give them a tangible example. How did you troubleshoot a problem? And when you troubleshooted it, what was the benefit to your company? Did you save them money? Did you save them time? Did you bring them an employee? What happened? You know what I mean? Because that shows the color. And then lastly, your work ethic, right? What makes your work ethic better than somebody else's?
Just think I'm an honest worker. I usually get there on time. I usually get the job done. If we have to stay till 7 or 8 o'clock, 9, 10 o'clock at night, we get it done. Very service-oriented towards my customers, and I try to put myself in their shoes.
And those are good qualities, right? You're not the type of person that steals the stapler. I got great work ethic, okay? I stay late. But again, in an interview, prove your point. And add in some of that humor, add in some of that charm. Let them know that I'm not just disciplined, but I'm fun to work with too. Can you do all those things for me?
And I think so. Thank you.
Because really, age is just a number. I think you can run circles around anybody. And you have a great work ethic and you have great experience. And that's what it means to live full out. Okay? So I appreciate you calling in and being a good example for everybody else. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You got it. Thank you.
All right.
And everybody listening today, we've been talking about life pivots, just like that caller, right? He's got a life pivot right now. He's making a whole new career change, yet he's finding himself older than the other people that are being interviewed. But you know what? Everything that he just said, and I hope he goes back and hears the show again, because it's really the experiences that we have in life. It's the stories that we can tell. It's being support to others. That is what it all means. Now, I want all of you to go out there today and make a pivot in life. You know what? If you normally eat at a certain restaurant, you know what? Pivot. Try a new one. Or if you've been trying to put off doing some chores, you know what? Pivot and do it. You know, if you've been holding off on doing online dating, pivot. Sign up, right? Do something today to take action. The entire Living Full Out family thanks you for listening today. Gosh, we got Eilish and Rich and Rebecca and Alyssa and Caleb, and the list goes on, that just want to make sure that you are living your best life and most of all, living your life full out. We'll be seeing you on the next show. Know that I believe in you very much. And here's to you living your life full out. We'll see you soon, and go out there and make those pivots confidently and know that everything will work out great.
Thank you for listening to the Living Full Out Show with Nancy Solari. To learn more about this program, visit livingfullout.com for the latest episodes. Connect with the Living Full Out community by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribing to our YouTube channel. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfullout.com. Here's to you, Living Full Out.